I love it when I catch you humming as I turn down the volume.
John's 80s dance would be perfect to that song. Whistle.
We are the Broads at Brunch. My name is Ashley. Sitting across from me is the lovelier
Maggie Bounder.
And next to her, we've got
Terry,
oh,
the recruiter.
And then we have a very, very special guest here this evening.
Yes, that's right. Cher is here, everyone.
Just kidding. Is my kindred spirit.
A kindred spirit, for sure.
Andy.
Hello.
Don't be shy. Hello. Say hi to the world.
Hello, world. How are you?
Good. Get on that mic.
Get on that mic.
Literally just got cock slapped in the face with that mic.
Get on that mic.
All right. So I guess we'll start out with the question we always start out with. How was everybody's weekend
and
week?
It was good.
It was great.
It's been interesting.
It's been a blur. I've been on a little tiny bit of a bender. I feel like that's how I start every week.
I've been
on a little bit of a bender.
Well, Andy has been in town the past two nights, and we've really shown him champagne, I think. The best.
Are you going to remember any of it?
I actually remember quite a large portion of it. Like, I feel like I didn't black out. I did stupid shit, but I didn't black out.
Yeah, well, let's just...
I wonder what that stupid shit was.
Wish I could say the
same. Oh, let's share, shall we?
Shall we start out? The night that Andy came into town, I had worked... And I was waiting for him to come in, and he was chilling at a cafe a block away from where I work. And then he showed up at my place of employment, and I sat him down at a table and got him a beer. And we proceeded to hit the town quite hard.
It hit back.
It hit back. Let's see, where did we start out?
Well, we went from where you work to the place where Terry works.
Right. Terry's place.
And then you played Burger Time.
I played Burger Time.
While we all stood around awkwardly and watched you as you like screamed at the arcade game.
Like in the zone, like,
oh, and then just one more quarter.
And then we went to that really shitty hole in the wall bar that we really liked.
Oh,
did fireball
yeah.
shots.
Yeah, that was good. The fireball was good.
And then we went to...
Ooh, we had quite an awkward encounter though. We want to talk about that because we talked about this on the previous show. You want to go into that?
I don't really care.
Oh, she doesn't want to talk about it. Andy, would you like? You were there as an outsider. What do you think happened?
I don't even know if I'm remembering this.
God, I wish I would have been there so I could talk about it.
Okay, we were at that bar that you said. Well, we were talking about how it was such a shitty bar, and it was a hole in the wall, and there's a jukebox, and there's that closet bathroom.
Are we talking about our karaoke bar?
No.
Dude, I might have blacked out.
No, this was at the beginning of the night. There's no way.
Okay.
We were sitting in that booth, remember? Like a little
And
tiny
Maggie
booth.
Said that said some person that I had shtipped looked like a caveman.
Yes, I remember.
Okay.
No, you said he looked like a caveman. I said he looks like the albino from Princess Bride.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I went on my Google searches today on my iPhone, and it says Princess Bride albino.
You're welcome. It was dead on, right?
It
was so
really was.
Spot on.
So, fuck. So, hey, Sunny.
Hey, Sunny.
Sunny is in the house. All right. So, Maggie had informed Andy about the story we spoke about on last week's show
about me and Bronny getting kicked out of the bar.
Right. You and Bronny getting kicked out of the bar. And so we're at this bar, and the person that had kicked Maggie out of the bar showed up.
With the albino. Which is now going to be his new name. Princess Bride Albino. I don't want to tell it. You tell the story. I don't want to tell it.
Andy's going to tell it.
I mean, from an outsider's point of view, it was really fucking weird. Like, so this woman had kicked you out of the bar last week. And we were sitting in this booth, and she comes up to us, and we had just been talking about her. Like, just, like, literally, she walks in, and she comes up, and she's like, oh, hey. Hey, Ashley.
No, she says, hey, Ashley.
Hey, Ashley. And Ashley proceeds to go, oh, hey. Like that. And, like, I'm the type of person where if someone says hi to me or tries to make conversation, like, I will talk to you. And I felt so fucking... I literally was reading the label on my PBR.
Well, because she made it awkward because I'm sitting in... It's a tiny little booth. Like, one of the booths at, like, McDonald's. Like, super tiny, small. And it's, we've got 4 or 5 people in it. And she walks up and makes it a point to like say hi to Ashley and completely ignore me. Like that was her entire like intent. Because the whole thing is that like she and Ashley, I don't know what the hell's going on between you guys.
I don't know why she hates me. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know what her problem is, but it was awkward that she chose to say hello to Ashley. It was just so very obvious what she was doing. She was being very catty. I'm like, you're 31 years old. Like, whatever.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Girlfriend looks good, huh?
She does.
Yeah. I mean, that's just how it is.
Is she really?
Tell me more.
So yeah. Then after that happened, we went to our late night bar, right?
No, we went to the bar that I work at.
Oh, we went to the bar that you work at. Yeah.
Yeah. And then just drank more there.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
course.
Nothing really crazy happened. And then we went to, yeah, the late night bar.
Late night bar. Where Andy...
We danced like fools to the jukebox.
We
Andy, like, thought it was hilarious that, like, we were dancing. And he's like, I felt like everybody was staring at us. I'm like, no, dude. Like, we do this 5 nights a week. Like,
so Andy'd like to tell a little story of what happened. You're telling it. It's
okay.
Happening.
Well... To preface, I am usually when I'm drunk, I'm very polite and I don't do outrageous things. But I was visiting this week.
I beg to differ.
I was gonna say, is he making that up?
No. But I was visiting this weekend and we were in the midst of dancing and we were having a jolly good time. And I thought it would be cool to jump up in the air and try this very cool move where I kind of grabbed my foot. And I landed on it and sprained my ankle. And I proceeded to limp to the bathroom because for some reason at that moment, my brain was like, oh, you need to pee. So I got there. Ashley is in tow. And I'm like, Ashley, because where I'm from, like if you're at a bar, like if you're a gay man, like that just gives you rights to use the women's bathroom. Apparently,
really? Is that a thing?
Yeah. Like, yeah. So I was like, Ashley, let me in. I have to press.
I was like, no, this is the girls' bathroom.
And I can barely stand.
Not the girls' bathroom.
And Ashley slams the door in my face.
And then I crack it open and start singing, don't go chasing waterfalls.
So I look to my left and there's about 3 men in line for the men's bathroom. And I start to realize, that's like, perfect. Oh, I'm shit out of luck. Like... And I still don't know whether it was a conscious... I'd like to think it was a conscious decision because it would be more badass that way, but...
No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't at all.
No, I feel like it would be because I'd be so carefree that I was just like, I'm about to give the punchline away, but pretty much I would stand there and I pissed myself.
Shut up!
And,
like, in the middle of the bar!
Oh, my God.
It really did feel great at the time. And then I realized what had happened. And I was like, thank God I was wearing dark denim. Because like it kind of blended in a little. But
oh my,
I was so
God.
Ashamed because I was like, wow, this is my first night in town. I just peed my pants. And all of Ashley's friends are going to be like, wow. Like that's so, of course, in my drunken mind, like, the right thing to do was not to go tell Ashley what had just happened, but to try and escape out the employees.
Houdini'd.
Employees exit of the bar.
Because so, this is the funny part. He tells us he's doing this. He's like, yeah, so I went out the back door to try and get through the alley, and Ashley and I both look at each other. We're like, what alley? And he's like, well, exactly.
I just assumed that like there would be an exit, and this guy is out there, and he's like, dude, you're not allowed back here. And I, because I thought there was an alleyway, I was just like, oh, okay, whatever. And I proceeded to basically walk in circles until this man literally grabbed me by the shoulder and was like, please go back in.
Yeah, because it's just like a tiny, small concrete like area, right?
It's a labyrinth. Yeah. And then plan two was to go, there's an outside courtyard at this bar and the gates were chain locked shut. And actually, Maggie and our other friend saw me trying to escape.
And I did?
Yes. Because our other friend was like, Andy, what are you doing? And I just completely ignored her. And I was like, that's
people
I'm
can't
motioning.
See. People can't yeah, hear what you're doing.
I'm motioning, having trouble with the gate.
Do you like it when I finger your asshole?
Pretty much the short end of the story is I ended up leaving the bar without my coat and my possessions, hiding in some weird
doorway. Well, what happened was, so we get back to Ashley's place and we're like, dude, where the fuck is Andy? Ashley like sends out a search party of people to look
I
for
did,
him.
I did.
She's like, you and you split up, go around the block. She's like, he's wearing a black coat.
I can corroborate with
wasn't.
That story because at the gay server that works with you at your place came all stumbling in. He's like, has anybody seen Ashley's gay friend? Ashley is too drunk to deal with the situation right now, and we can't find
Andy. Yeah, you drunk delegated. You totally drunk delegated.
We can't find him.
I was like, so, oh God. Like, I hear you come up the stairs, because as we've mentioned before, Ashley's staircase up to her apartment is called the abortion staircase because it's so high and steep and long. And
eventually, I went out and looked for him, though. Like, I escaped for a little bit.
Yeah.
And, like,
well, you guys came back in, so... And I'm like standing there and you get up to Ashley's place and there's like a little landing and then there's another abortion staircase up to like another landing area.
So if
like
you fail the first time, you just gotta roll down the second
just keep
one.
Going.
Just keep going.
And I see Andy come up. I'm like, Andy's back. And he just walks right past me on the landing and right back up the next set of stairs. And I was like, what is he doing? And I like kind of walked up after him, and
wait,
I find
it's
him.
It's funny because I actually heard you from inside the apartment go, "Andy's acting weird."
Well, because I go up there, and he's like sitting on the floor, like kind of rocking back and forth like an autistic child, and he was like, "He's like, just leave me, just leave me, just, I don't want to see anybody, I don't want to." I don't even remember how what exactly we were saying, but I was like. Mm-hmm. All right. So, yeah, that's when I went back downstairs and I said to Ashley, I was like, dude, Andy's acting weird. I'm like, he's sitting up there, like right in front of your neighbor's front door, like freaking out. You need to go get him. So when you guys came back in, you just like beeline to your bedroom. And then we didn't see you for the rest of the night. You had like 15 people over.
I know.
So I entertained them.
That was a point of contention between us because while I was moping, or as you say, crying, whatever.
I don't know if you were crying.
Yeah, thank you. Like, I just remember
Will
saying.
Said that you were crying.
I remember saying specifically to Ashley, I'm like, clear out your apartment. And I was like, we're going to make a straight line. I'm not making eye contact with people. And you're like, no, there's like four people in there.
There were like 15 easily. Because I think at one point I looked around and I counted how many people were there and divided up how much the pizza cost. And if I charged everybody how much they would give me, I didn't. But I thought about it. And that's why I remember there were like 12 or 15 people there. But so the next day, I didn't know what had happened. The next day, I get a text message from Ashley. She's like, you know, Andy pissed himself, right? And I assume she meant like in the bed, like while you were sleeping. Oh. And then, of course, I get the full story later and about shit my pants. But the best part of the story is you left your coat at the bar.
Yeah, that was awful.
Oh, and you refused to leave my apartment.
Well, because my suede boots was still soaked with urine. So.
Oh, and you know what sweatpants he had on?
Mine?
You're so fans. Like, you loaned to me, I loaned to Ashley, and Ashley loaned to Andy.
So now,
and I was like, Andy got in Terry's pants.
Yeah, that was a joke all day. We were like, Andy got in Terry's pants.
And his dick was wiggling around. Well, so he left his coat at Mike and Molly's, which had his car keys in it, and his bag was in his car. And fuck, I said that. The bar that we left it at doesn't open till 4, and so he couldn't get his car keys till then, and so he was basically like hiding up in Ashley's apartment all day. But when they did come down, I'm sitting in front of my bar because it was gorgeous out yesterday, and I'm there with like 5 other people drinking beer at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and they sit there and they talk to us for a while, and they get up to leave, and my friend says to me,
Andy, stop breathing in the mic.
She's like, that has got to be like one of the sluttiest outfits I've ever seen. And I told this story to her. I'm like, this is why he's wearing these sweatpants.
Why was it slutty though?
I don't know. She's weird and random. I don't, because it was obvious that you had shacked.
Yeah, it looks like you had shacked somewhere.
Yeah. And so like, we're like laughing
probably,
about
she
it.
She probably thought that I had like taken you home last night and given you a pair of my ex-boyfriend's like sweatpants to wear.
Well, I think that's exactly what she thought had happened. And so then one of my coworkers came up and he's like this 35-year-old like skater dude. And he was like, y'all talking about that kid in the sweatpants? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, I mean, I'm not a fancy person, but Really?
I'm not a fancy person.
That just goes to show that everybody downtown, we're just complete bougie pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Like, we're all like, yeah, we're all alcoholics, but guess what? We know how to dress.
Yes. But goddamn it, I look good when I'm getting drunk.
I feel like that situation has made me so anxiety ridden now, because every person that Ashley introduces me to now, they're like, oh, I've heard a lot about you, which is like a normal thing to say.
But he thinks it's about the fact that he pisses.
But I'm just like, oh, they know I pissed my pants.
Well, now everybody's going to know. Now everyone's going to know.
Yeah, the world.
This is the internet.
This is it.
This is the future.
So that was a fun night. The next night, which was yesterday.
And as I preface the story, I had started drinking at like 4.
At 4, yeah.
Then
so
we did trivia.
We did trivia.
I host trivia at my bar.
And Andy and I failed miserably.
Yeah.
But did you have fun?
We had a great time.
I've told you before. Well, I mentioned to you how I like to heckle the teams because I think they're boring and they suck. I totally did, didn't I?
Yeah.
I was kind of an evil bitch to them.
I feel like people like it, though.
They like it. Yeah. They're coming around. I had 3 different people come up to me last night because I alternate with another guy. 3 different people from different teams came up to me to tell me, like, you're so much more fun than the other guy. We like you so much better. I was like,
boom.
Thank you. Boom. So then we got wasted.
Oh, yeah, we got wasted. And we'll fast forward because there really aren't that many like fun details other than
we kept
a tally on Andy's arm of the amount of drinks that we consumed.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
And that would be
15.
Where was I
on that?
15. Both of us consumed 15 alcoholic beverages last night.
Which means I must have consumed more than that.
Between the hours. Between the. Yeah, you must
Let's
have.
Let's just talk about how drunk have. Maggie Bondi was. Like.
So we get to the gay bar and.
Shirts off.
Well, there's a drag show.
Yeah. We have to go to the. When we were entering the gay bar, what happened before that?
Oh, right. So we realize that Maggie is fucking wasted before we even get in the bar. And we're like outside and this lady, her name is Karen. We've come to find that
her
name
is
Karen.
Dude, there were like 5 or 6 other people before this one though, wasn't there?
Yeah, but this is like, so Maggie decides that she's going to start polling everybody that walks into this bar whether or not they feel like Rihanna. Is a good role model and whether or not they like Chris Brown. She's asking everybody. They walk in the bar. She's like, wait, can I just ask you something for a second? What do you think about Rihanna? Because her name's not Rihanna. It's not Rihanna. It's Rihanna. She said it in an interview. What do you think about Rihanna and Chris Brown? What do you think about them? I think that with fame comes responsibility and you're a role model. What do you think? And people are just kind of looking at her like, people have like, you know, like a sentence answer. They're like, yeah, she's a dumbass, whatever. And then we meet this woman named Karen who's like sitting on the block.
Middle-aged black woman.
And Maggie gets in a fucking debate with her. To be honest, I kind of agreed with Karen on most
Team
aspects.
Karen.
Team Karen. And Andy and I were like, yeah, Karen. Yeah, that's what. Yeah, I agree with Karen. I agree with Karen. Finally, we rip you away from her. We get inside. We're watching the drag show.
How long do you think we were with Karen?
I'd say 20 minutes.
Yeah. No,
it is.
20 minutes?
Yeah.
Well, because she would start a sentence and Meg would be like, whoa, let me finish. Like, Karen probably got 10
words. You can say that, let me finish.
They hurt.
And then we get into the bar and we're watching the drag show.
At this point, I'm 100% blacked out.
Yeah.
I don't remember hardly any of this. I kind of remember the drag show starting. I remember somebody handing me a vodka water.
I had you a vodka water and you were like,
this is gross.
You're
I remember
like,
it tasting.
This is gross. Yeah. It tastes weird. Why is it green? I'm like, because there's lime juice in it. Like,
what did I? Okay. I don't remember saying this, but I can imagine exactly what I said. Ew, why do they put lime juice in it? I hate it when they put lime juice in it. Fresh limes are so much better. Or like something along those
that's
lines.
Pretty
what
much
you
it.
Actually said is, Water isn't green. Vodka isn't green. Why is my drink green?
Do you remember trying to get everybody to stop dancing to Rihanna?
No, I don't remember anything past the...
You're like,
go ahead, Terry.
She lets Chris Brown, she lets guys beat on her. Quit dancing. Everybody, quit dancing now. And at one point when, after I couldn't stop, not dancing anymore, I started bopping and weaving again. You slapped me in the face.
What?
Yeah. You slapped me in the face for dancing to Rihanna.
Did I say anything?
No, you just turned around and...
And well, there was one time where I was dancing to a song that wasn't even Rihanna or Chris Brown. And I was dancing and you were like, no, stop it. You stop now. Stop.
But
dancing
then at one
now.
Point, she was dancing to a song that she didn't know was Rihanna. And it was Rihanna. I go, this is Rihanna. You're like, no, it's not.
She continued dancing. Well,
meanwhile, her shirt's off.
Meanwhile, her shirt
time.
Is off. Oh, yeah. She's up on the stage dancing.
Wait, didn't you say that like the second the drag show stopped?
Not even before that. Like there was like two drag queens left. And
is that why? Okay.
I turned around and you were like, "Yeah, shirt's off."
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
Like the drag queens had to corral you to make sure that you were not going to dance.
It was like four drag queens and Maggie like with their arms out like stopping her.
I remember none of this. Oh my god.
She gets up on the stage and starts dancing and the DJ comes out from behind the DJ booth and we just see him mouthing something that I can imagine was like either put your shirt back on or get off the dance floor or leave, because he was making motions like around the breast area, like with his hands, and they was like kind of like with a furrowed brow, like do this now or you have to leave. And so she just like kind of sits down on the stage and scoots off it, like on her ass, like a good like four or five scoots on the floor, and then just kind of like falls off the stage and just kind of like saunters up, and then she starts dancing on the dance floor. Then we get back to my place finally.
Wait, didn't you say you kept trying to put my
I kept trying to put her shirt on, and she would like, she would just like whip it off the second I put it on. And it was so annoying. Finally, we got it on. We got her out the door.
Can we talk about the Jersey Turnpike for a minute?
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Andy.
So, at one point in the evening, like, it's been quite a while since Maggie started just dancing with random people with her shirt off.
Oh,
and
God.
I'm doing the head nod to Ashley, like, come on, the dance floor. And Ashley's just staying in place. So I was like, I'm going to go dance with her. And like, so she doesn't look ridiculous.
Thank you. What a good friend.
About 2 minutes into us dancing, Maggie does this thing which I've never seen. She literally bends forward at the waist.
How have you never seen this before?
It's like at a 90 degree angle where her.
No, that's not 90 degrees. That's like.
It's like. Like that's 40
degrees.
An acute
that's
angle
like a
right
40
there.
Degree
that's
angle.
An acute angle.
I'm bent in half.
45.
Literally. Like my hands are
45. So I assumed, oh shit, Maggie is sick. Like Maggie is dying. But apparently it's this dance move. So I put my arms around her and I'm like, sorry. Like I'm apologizing to people. I'm like, you know. And then I learned today, apparently it's a dance move of some sort.
The Jersey Turnpike.
Wait, what?
Didn't you notice that I was shaking my ass on your dick when I was doing it?
I thought.
Wait, look, Maggie, let's demonstrate.
Demonstrate this shit. I need to see this.
Wait, you don't know what it is either?
I'm assuming I do versions of
now,
it.
No, Terry, but imagine a drunk shirtless girl doing this in front of you.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Beatbox?
No.
Okay, I so Ashley is standing in front of Maggie with her leather tassel boots. Okay, now they switched. Maggie's shaking her booty on Ashley's vagina. And bam, her hands are touching the floor. Her ass is in Ashley's crotch.
No, that is not what happened.
45 degree angle.
No,
shaking that shit.
You were faced towards me, and you did that.
Oh, then wait. I was Jersey
turnbiking
someone else.
Okay, so she was Jersey turnbiking somebody else.
That's,
then.
That's why I was so concerned, because your head was at my crotch level.
She was just trying to S your D.
Get on that mic. So Andy, because what you do is I put my ass in somebody else's crotch, and then I bend over, and then I shake it.
I would have understood that.
Yeah, so that that explains why you're so confused.
Maggie's sick.
So Andy
was
like,
Jersey
no.
Turnpiking a drag queen.
Yeah, I was definitely then Jersey Turnpiking someone else.
Yeah.
Or I really was dying. I mean, it could only be one of two things.
Why
no, I loved
a Jersey
Turnpike. Because it's from Jersey Shore. Like the girls on Jersey Shore do it. You know, because a Jersey Turnpike like kind of. Is
no,
curvy?
I
don't know. I've never been to Jersey.
It doesn't make sense. It's just what it's called. Because you're turning
over. That's just
over.
What it's called. I don't know.
Well, so that happened. Then we went back to my place. And Maggie proceeded. Well, Andy and I are getting in a fight. And we're not going to discuss that fight on air. Yeah. But we're getting in a fight about something really trivial and super dumb.
In bed.
We're in bed, and I'm in my bra and my underwear, crying. I was crying a lot.
Yeah, my favorite.
You made her cry.
The fight ended with me going, "I'm not going to discuss this with you anymore." And I turned to my son and faced away from her and went.
And I fell asleep crying. On my pillow.
Can we just talk about how this scenario has been replayed in Americana for the past 200 years? A closeted gay man in bed with his wife. They're fighting. Well, you're not closeted. Yeah, but in this scenario, the married couple, the man is really gay. They hate each other, but they love each other. And they fight when they're drunk. You know, they get really drunk, like a Mad Men thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, "I'm not going to discuss it any further." And you roll over on your side, and Ashley just sits there and cries.
To my pillow.
Yeah.
And so as I'm crying, we eventually start laughing at because Maggie is like, "I'm going to be sick." She like goes into the bathroom, and she's retching. She's like, she's heaving. Well, no. You were throwing up so hard. I felt so bad for you. And so then Andy and I go from me crying.
How do your abs feel today?
They hurt. Well, that I think because I've been laughing so hard the past 2 days too.
But my I've got mascara running down my face. Andy is still pissed off in the other way, but both of us start chuckling simultaneously, like laughing at her misfortune.
Misfortune.
And then she's like, I need a pillow. I just gotta sleep here. And I was like, No.
Explain why I decided to sleep in the bathroom.
Because our friend was on the couch snoring like a chainsaw.
I felt so bad because Megan was like, "I need a pillow," and I literally turned to Ashley and I was like, "She's not sleeping here." Like, I was so afraid that you were gonna puke.
Coming from the man who pissed himself.
No, I probably. Yeah, right.
Urine is
hey,
sterile.
Hey, Pot, I'm Kettle. Nice to meet you.
Urine is sterile.
Urine is sterile.
Well, and to be fair, I was probably forcing myself to throw up because that's what I do when I'm really drunk and I feel like I'm dying.
No, you definitely stumbled into the bathroom like, and then it was like.
One of my final moments. So yeah, I was, well, from what you said today, I don't know if this is true because I don't remember it. You said, "I'm just going to sleep in here. I can't stand the snoring. I can't handle it."
And we were just like, "Okay, whatever, Maggie. Here's a pillow. Whatever."
Whatever, drunk bitch.
I offered to pull out. I have that little, it's like a floor mat, but it's a big pillow.
Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah.
from Urban. And I was like, "I'll pull that out and you can sleep on it, but it does have semen on it." And you're like, "No, I'm not sleeping on your semen pillow." And I was like, "Fine. Sleep in the goddamn bathroom. I fucking offered. Flip it over." I said, "Flip it over." And you're like, "No."
Oh, God. I normally, I'm not going to lie. I brown out fairly often. But that was the first time in a very long time that I very hardcore blacked out and remember, nothing. Nothing at all.
Well, on that note, now that everybody knows what we did this this past weekend
about our bodily functions,
we're gonna take a short break.
Yeah, we're talking about that sound effect.
All right, so welcome back. This is Broads at Brunch. I'm Ashley. There's Maggie here, Terry here, and my BFF Andy.
Who I fell madly in love with this weekend.
Aww. So we have one more story to tell about the weekend.
Yeah, and it was last night, and this actually goes with the story that we were telling last week. When we were discussing Aphrodite, the stripper downtown.
That fucked the guy that was dating in a wheelchair.
Right.
This is shit. I forgot.
So apparently, there's this really lanky, middle-aged man that hangs around downtown that we're completely obsessed with. He's insane.
Him. He's amazing. We dance so hard.
Oh, God. So hard. So awesome. His name's A-Rock. And so we're about to leave because last night before we went to the gay bar, we went to our late night bar kind of early. And I saw A-Rock and Aphrodite sitting at the bar, and I grab Andy. We were walking out the door, and I was like, "No, stop. Wait. I have to introduce you to these people." And apparently, and I didn't realize that this was, not okay. I said, "Andy is our friend, or A-Rock is our friend Andy, and this is Aphrodite." And I called her Aphrodite
just
her face. And, I didn't really think much of it until you guys said something to me today, because, It's her name, right?
Right.
Is so she still a stripper or
the no, funny, she got fired.
So the funny part of this story is I called her by her stripper name. What?
Like, that's her name, right? I'm like,
no.
No. So I'm an idiot, basically.
Well, while Andy's here, I feel like it's only fair for us to bring up a few stories from our past.
Dude, since even before we started doing the podcast, I've been wanting to hear the story about the bird and why you're so afraid of birds. And you keep telling me, no, I can't tell it to you until Andy comes.
I mean, okay, so her fear of birds predates this story, though. Like,
This intensified it. I've always been afraid of birds just because I think they're shady characters. I don't like them. And so we were taking pictures in a soybean field one day.
Why?
Was it soybean?
It was like a soybean field. It was like a soybean field.
Just a field.
How old are you? Set this up for us.
I don't. We
senior year of high school. Yeah.
And so we're like in this field.
Why the fuck are you taking pictures?
Because I thought it would be cool to have. Cool to have pictures. We always went on photo shoots. That's what we did. We just always we took a photo shoot next to a shrine called the Lady in the Woods that was in this really small town in northern Michigan, and every time we drove past it, we were like, Lady of the Woods.
It was a Catholic shrine.
It was like this Catholic shrine. It was huge. We took a photo shoot in that. Like, it was our thing. We did a J. Crew photo shoot on the docks.
We did.
You guys are so stereotypical Midwestern American people. Like, the artsy people in the small town that are just dying to get out and move to the big city.
So
These people just don't understand me.
And so we were taking pictures, and, like... We were like, oh, look at this cool tar paper shack in the middle of this field. This will be cool. I'm wearing like 5-inch stilettos and I'm tromping through. My heels are sinking into the ground. We get to the shack and I start like posing in front of it. And Andy's like snapping pics. And all of a sudden I see his face just like get terrified, like absolutely horrified. And he goes.
Well, to preface, like we were taking pictures on like a fine Pix, like $50 camera, so it was not classy at all. And the face that I made was in reference to this overwhelming smell of what smelled
like rotting flesh.
I can only imagine what was rotting flesh.
It was awful.
And we heard like like rustling.
Yeah, rustling. And we're like, what the fuck? They shook him out. Next, I saw like it was like. Imagine in Jurassic Park when the pterodactyl like comes through like the roof and it was like wing head, and then it was like
you're making the exact same like body movements right now.
Oh, that was like a choreographed dance.
No, I'm so serious.
Literally, like, I remember looking up and just seeing this fucking This is not
bald
a lie.
Eagle.
A bald eagle.
A bald
look at us
eagle.
And just
cock its head.
Like, I'm gonna eat you.
How big was this fucker?
Huge. I mean, they have wingspans that are like 8 feet long. These things are fucking huge.
So at that point, of course, we would scream our heads off. I fucking
he just runs.
He just leaves your ass.
Ashley in her 5-inch heels fucking derfs at it. Like, face plants. I laugh.
The eagle is over me. Like its wings are like brushing my head. I shit you not.
Shut up.
Brushing my head. And I'm like, I can't get out. My heels are stuck. One of my shoes fall off. And I just
you
like,
left
like,
your shoes
fuck it.
In
I
the
left
fucking
my shoes. I was like, fuck this. And I start running. I fall again. And Andy's in
Wait.
The car.
Wait.
Andy's in the car. And by the time I get there, I'm like, oh my God, the dog. He's sitting in the
Did
car.
Did it follow
He's
you?
Like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Fucking swooping. I was not
swooping.
Chivalrous at all.
He just left.
What was that conversation like in the car after?
In the car, we were both like, oh my God. Then we go back to his house and we tell his dad, and his dad is like, that didn't happen. And we're like, no, it happened. This happened. He was like, yeah, you too. Yeah, you too. I bet it happened. I bet it happened. He was like, it was probably just like a pigeon.
Is that what happened, really?
It really happened. And I'm
really?
Like,
is that
no,
what happened?
It happened. Yeah. And like, no, that's why I'm like, that's one reason now where I'm even more terrified of birds than I was ever before, because I got attacked by a goddamn bald eagle in a soybean field.
Wow.
That was terrifying. Yeah. But fast forward a few years, about 4 or 5 years later, 4 years later, we're in Ann Arbor, and... which is where Annie and I lived a summer in Ann Arbor together in a flat with two other really great people. And we just, like, I was making
I was making the buku dollars.
I was making buku money.
Buku money.
About $15,000 a night. Sexy white. Oh, I used to be a stripper back when I was 17, 18, 19 years old.
Here we go. I used to be a stripper back then when I was 17, 18, 19 years old. And I made the bukus of money and bring home at least $15,000 to $2,000 a night in my boot. And I've always been a sexist one.
They call me a sexist.
I always get comments from thousands of people.
Maggie, it's scary how accurate you are on that.
I know that. So I love that movie. Well, did we talk last week about how I showed this movie to my mom and my grandma? Yeah. The Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia. Everyone.
You guys have to watch it if you haven't. If
what,
you haven't
Andy? What are you
that,
trying to motion?
I'm saying, like, you just remind me, like, if you were to ever go on an acting audition, like, you have to use that for your monologue.
Yeah.
I've had this fantasy for years of going into an audition and being like, my name is Andrew and I'm doing Trapped in the Closet by R. Kelly. Like, I built it up in my mind because he performed at the Video Music Awards in like 2008, and he, you've seen Lord of the Rings, like Gollum, where like. It's
yes.
And it's like split screening, like faces each way. R. Kelly did that on stage. Like, he played all the parts in Trapped in the Closet and was like talking to himself. Like,
there's a midget in the closet.
Well, the funny thing is about that voice, it's not only when I heard this, I started laughing so hard because it was so similar to a voice I've heard in person before. And it was in Ann Arbor in the summer that I'm talking about. Like, when this, we'll start from the beginning. So two of my really good friends came into Ann Arbor to visit, and we had a raging weekend. So one of my friends was going to stay like 2 days later than the other one. So we went to drop off the other one at the train station to go back to Chicago. And before that, like, the night before we had gone to this amazing burrito place in Ann Arbor that's just like my shit. Every time I'm there, I insist that we go there. So we walked, it's like a 20-minute walk from our apartment, and we walked there. We were high as fuck and we're like, we need to get some burritos now. So we get there, we're eating our burritos. My friend Kara, whom I talk about on the show a lot, she is
the one that made out with Andy.
The one that made out with Andy.
And then Andy headbutted Ashley.
Yeah, yeah.
That one.
If you've been listening. So we're sitting in this little alcove.
Because
like,
I don't remember
with
that.
With steps.
Sure,
and
you don't.
And Kara turns to me and she goes, if I were a homeless person, this would be a great place to live. And I start laughing. We get back to the house and she's like, where's my phone? Where's my phone? I'm like, I don't know. We'll find it in the morning. Let's go to bed. So we go to bed, we wake up, and she can't find her phone. She can't find her phone. I wake up to a slew of texts from her mother that's like, where's Kara? Where is she? Is she okay? What's going on? Is she fine? So I like give the phone to Kara, and I'm calling her mother, and her mother's like, are you okay? I got this call from a man, and I don't know what's going on. He said you were drunk and trapped in a basement, and like, I don't know what's going on. And she's like, I'm totally fine. I'm sitting here with Ashley drinking mimosas. Like, we're fine.
Mom, we have mimosas. It's cool.
It's cool. And so we finally, we're dropping our other friend off at the train station, and somebody like, because I had texted Kara's phone from mine saying, like, hey, if you have, like, this is me from my other friend's phone. Like, if you have my phone, like, let me know. I'm trying to find it. So we get this call. And I immediately give the phone to Kara. And we're sitting here watching this. And we see, like, this is what we hear from Kara. Okay. Okay. Well, I can make you not hungry. Oh, okay. Well, what Kroger? Which is a grocery store in Michigan. What Kroger? Okay, we'll meet you there in 15 minutes. And she tells us, she's like, he said that he dresses in drag and that today he wasn't going to be in drag. He was going to be wearing an Adidas sweatsuit. And he was going to meet us at Kroger in 15 minutes and give me back my phone, but I have to buy him a sandwich.
Did Run DMC steal her phone?
The quote that he said was, I didn't steal it. I done found it. But he just kept repeating that.
So I'm going to give Andy the reins now. So we finally get to Kroger and...
So we get to Kroger.
Get up on that mic, boy.
We get to Kroger and... There's the man in the Adidas suit. And by the way, Ashley and I in the car have already had like a long discussion of what happens if this man tries to kill us. Like, we literally had strategically locked three out of the four doors and was like, we're going to climb in this. So we see this guy.
It's a good drug deal.
And we approach him. We're like, hey, do you have the phone, whatever? And we're like, hey, like, for your troubles, we'll buy you some food. We'll go in. Like, you can select something.
Select.
So.
A fine rotisserie chicken.
Select five items and put them in the cart.
Oh, I mean.
You laugh, but that is exactly what's coming, Maggie.
Oh my God.
I'm a mind reader.
So first
get
of all,
of
all
my
the.
Head.
All the uppity white people in this Kroger are already looking nervous. Whoa. That we're with this guy because he's just shouting crazy shit. And we're like, do you want a sandwich? And meanwhile, he's telling us of all the things he's... Well, first of all, he said, I don't read good. And he's telling us things that...
It's almost sad.
Yeah. He...
Sean, no it isn't.
He's telling us things that he looked at on Kara's phone. And he's like, man, you guys have a nice mother. Like, she cares about you guys. Aww. And we had said that we were all siblings, which is not
true.
Yeah,
we said we were all related.
And she's
related.
Like, she really cares about you guys. Like, it's really awesome. We're like, oh, yeah, she's a gem. And we finally get back. And we get to the beer section, which he's really excited about.
Because when he was talking to his mom, he was like, the last time
my mother came to me, she said, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Shouting this in the fucking grocery store.
All the white people of Michigan freaking the fuck out.
We get to the beer selection and, because when we first walk in, he's like, it's Friday, right? People on Friday, they drink beer.
They drink beer on Friday, right?
Sounds accurate.
I can't remember the last time I had a beer.
And I'm like, okay, well, we'll buy you a beer. Let's buy some beer for you. We'll do it. And so we get to
Wait, has he given you the phone yet?
No, he didn't give it to us.
He's holding a hostage.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so we get to the beer selection, and I suggest Honey Brown because it was on sale. And I was like,
and delicious.
I was like, Honey Brown, it's on sale, it's good. And he's like, no, I hate bees. I don't like them bees. I don't like them bees. Get them away.
And then what was the beer? It's
MGD
64. And he goes,
59.
He goes, I want that. He's like, it's not, is it 59?
No, it's 64. I was like, well, he goes, 59.
He goes, I want that beer. And I was like, oh, okay. And he goes, because I'm going to retire when I'm 64. And I was like, oh, how old are you now? He's like, 66.
Like, so he's schizophrenic.
No, yeah, he's
possibly,
crazy.
Or
yeah.
He was just bad at math. But we get him this, and then we're like, okay, do you want a sandwich or anything? Like, because we're just buying this guy booze, just like basically like enabling his bad habits.
We just wanted her phone back.
And we get to like the deli counter, and he's like, I want one of those full chickens.
One of them full chickens.
He literally takes up like every single chicken in the goddamn like grocery thing.
He was surveying them.
He was surveying every chicken, like picking it up, like looking at it, fingering it, like feeling it up.
Like one would do with a fruit, but
yes,
a chicken?
Yes. Like one would do with a cantaloupe, but it's with a rotisserie chicken. And it was like $5. I'm like, whatever, I don't care. You eat what you want to eat, whatever. And so he finally picks one out. So we're going through the checkout line, and we've gone out the past weekend, so all I have left is like a wad of $1 bills, and they're all crinkly as fuck. And so I go through like the self-checkout lane, and while I'm there, he's like, you know, all I want in life is to have a house where I can see the sunrise and the sunset.
And he goes, and I want a dancing monkey.
None of that baboon
no,
shit.
No, he did yeah. not.
He's like, I want one of them dancing monkeys. None of that baboon shit.
And I'm looking at Andy, and I'm like, we need to get the fuck out of here.
We're stifling laughs the whole time. I'm like looking away.
He said so much more like fucking weird shit. Like,
first of all, there was O Magazine in the checkout line. He's like, man, I love that Oprah. She's so great. And then the best part, because we're in the self-checkout, which was shady enough. And all of a sudden, like, Kroger, like, they go over the, like,
check my ID to scan
the thing.
They check
the ID, but over the intercom, like, something had happened, and they're like, please, security, come to the front desk right now. Please come.
And
he goes,
lose it.
He goes, oh, fuck, security?
He drives the shit.
We're like, dude,
and it was
no.
just something. It was something like they needed them to, like, scan their time cards or something. Like it was nothing weird at all. They were just like, they weren't like, security to the front door, please, security to the front door. No, they were just like, security, can you come to the front door, please? We gotta, and they even said it over the intercom. They said something like,
code.
we just yeah. need, like, we need, like, the time cards. Like, it was something just with them, like, with their job.
Right.
And he freaks out. Oh shit, security. He starts bolting and we're like, no, it's not you, because I'd already bought all this shit. And I'm like, what the fuck do I do with rotisserie chicken and some honey brown or MGD64? Like, what the fuck? And so we finally calm him down, and he's like bitching about his mom, and his mom fucking hates him like over and over again. That was Maggie's laugh in the back. And in a bad room.
That was very weird.
And where's Curtis? In a bed. I'm not beating boot up my own backyard.
Not gonna do it.
And so we finally get out there. We give him his shit. He gives us the phone, and we're like, to the car. Let's go. And
who paid for all that shit?
I did. And so he's
me, and you're not bitter about it at all.
And so he's like, probably I'd say like 50 yards away from us, and yeah. He goes, now y'all don't be strangers, you gonna see me dancing on that pole.
Yeah. He also at one point, I just lost my thought.
Way to go.
I had it for a minute. I'll think of it.
So that was another amazing story that I've been really wanting to tell Maggie for so long, but I had to wait till Andy was on the show. So
he legitimately thought we were setting him up to be arrested.
Wait, I thought that what you guys were going to tell me, because at the beginning you were like, so Kara looks at this like cove, this alcove, and is like, this would be a great place to live if I was a homeless person. I thought that the butt of this joke was going to be, and then we dropped him off and he lived in that little staircase.
I wish.
That just reminded me where he actually lived. He told us this while we were like going through aisles. He's like, yeah, I just sleep in the bathroom in the laundromat next door. People think I'm constipated, but it's comfy enough.
He said that.
But it's comfy enough.
Oh my gosh. It was so insane. Oh my gosh. I'm so happy you're here to tell that story with me.
Should we do the Ouija board?
Oh, we have a Ouija board here, guys. Would we want to tap into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
Let's get the liquids off the table, because I have a feeling that this is going to get cray.
It's going to get cray.
Depending on who we contact.
Who we going to contact?
Yeah, can I be Whoopi Goldberg?
Sure.
I'll be Patrick Swayze.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm Jane Fonda.
No, Demi Moore. Hello.
Fonda. Oh, I didn't.
We're not talking about dead people. Whoopi Goldberg is alive and well on The View.
I know. That's why I was. That's why I was confused when you said that, and then you said Patrick Swayze. I wasn't thinking about that.
Who wants to make a clay pot with me tonight?
Not if it's terracotta, because this one will freak
the fuck
out. I hate
terracotta.
Okay, so where does... Okay,
you can't just come out and say it like that.
Where
tell my own
does
words.
This, like, irrational fear
Molly.
It's not a fear.
You in danger,
it's a,
girl.
It's a, like, I have tactile issues.
With terracotta?
With terracotta and with cotton balls. I can't feel them, and I throw up. One time, Andy, tell the story about the time that you and Kevin...
we pinned her down and put cotton balls in her hair and in her ears.
And I started gagging. I almost
my friend Rebecca doesn't like dry towels. She's a hairstylist. She has to have
I once sent her a picture of like literally a storage room full of terracotta pots, and she freaked the fuck out.
I would call him and be like, what the fuck? It's bad. Oh, you're lighting the candle.
If I can figure it out, the wick is like...
The wick is it
glued in. It's like the melted into the wax, and I can't tell which end it is.
Yeah,
it's a wooden wick. It's a wooden wick.
I've never seen that before. Yeah, that's crazy.
It's fancy. The boys from Local is Lethal are pretty fancy.
They fancy.
Turn that lamp off.
You fancy now.
Here's your one
$4 million.
Chance fancy, don't let me down.
How would you like that? Tens and twenties.
Here's one chance fancy, don't let me down.
Ooh, it glows in the dark.
Oh, perfect.
It does?
Yes.
Alright, everybody, Ashley, put your computer away.
It's away.
And how do we do this? I've never actually played.
I've never done this before. Mitch, can you show us how to do this?
We all have to like put...
You have to put two hands on it. You have to ask it a question, and someone has to write down what it's saying, because it's going to go to the letter of your fingertips.
Okay, somebody get some paper. I can't do it on my computer. I need
boys,
paper.
Would you like to scribe for us?
Yes.
John's going to scribe for us.
All right.
Pause that for a second. We'll just get this all set up, and we'll go back. You can pull it towards you, too.
I didn't realize I had such a baritone voice.
It sounds good.
My suitcase is packed. Do we have to close our eyes?
No. How are you going to read the board then, you idiot?
Yeah, that makes no sense.
We have to concentrate. We have to focus. Andy's, or Mitch's.
So my shadow will cover tears on the ground.
What's the question?
Is there anyone out there that would like to say something?
Where you took your last breath.
It's not moving at all.
It's not moving.
Are Terry and Andy going to have sex tonight? I'm not moving it.
You're not moving it.
I'm not moving it.
Oh, my phone just loved it. That's freaky.
Look, can somebody look at the board? We took our hands off
and it's magically moving.
You're such a dirty hoe.
Oh, the spirits say yes.
Wait, this isn't working.
It's because we...
Because we're not concentrating.
Concentrate.
Ashley, you have to touch it, don't you?
No, two hands.
Oh.
Oh, it's only two?
Yeah.
Like two in two.
Okay,
in total?
So are Terry...
Put both your hands on it.
Are Terry and Andy going to have sex tonight?
I don't like this. You'll put on the spot.
The spirits say yes.
Wait, we should ask...
Am I going to find my Viagra?
It just slid off the board.
No. Oh, random story. I'm having an incredibly normal conversation via text with Terry today. And then out of the blue, he texts me and says, hey, random question. Do you know where I can get some Viagra? I was like, what? Why?
A man has needs.
Whatever. Okay, the reason I need Viagra is because I have a booty call date on Wednesday, and he wants to experiment with Viagra.
Wait, a booty call date?
It's not for you, right? It's not for you.
No, I'm going to be the one taking it, because he's a power bottom, but he's like, I want to see how long we can go.
What's a power bottom?
Yeah, what's a power bottom?
He can make street cones disappear.
Yeah, they take it.
They can. Wait, I'm sorry, what?
He can make street cones disappear.
Street cars?
He likes to get
street
it in ass very hard all What's, the time.
Oh.
Power bottom. It doesn't matter. Like,
so it just means he's a big asshole?
He can handle...
His asshole is stretchy?
I mean, gaping, maybe. But
maybe not gaping. No, it's not gaping. Because
G-A-Y-P-I-N-G?
G-A-Y-P-I-N-G.
It just doesn't hurt. Nothing hurts him. He could probably take two scary Larrys.
Man of steel.
Okay, really, let's make this work, because I don't get
what
it.
What do you mean experiment with Viagra? Like, that is...
I know, I'm just like, well, what the fuck? Like, I'm going to need some sleep at some point. Like, I have to work early.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want it to be hard for 4 hours. Like, I don't know, isn't it going to be uncomfortable?
I can't relate.
I don't know.
Okay, so we need to... What are we asking?
Ask it a question.
Put your fingers on. Terry, stop taking your goddamn hands off of it. You need both
I don't
hands.
Want to get possessed by the devil.
Jesus Christ. You guys are fucking
nudes. Devil isn't real.
All right.
Milton Bradley's
don't
rolling in over in their graves right now. Suck.
All right.
All right, so what's the question? Are Andy and Terry going to sleep together tonight?
Yeah, we did that, and it said yes.
It said yes.
Maggie
okay.
said yes.
No, the okay. Ouija board said yes.
The Ouija board said yes.
I don't know.
That a ghost would... want to answer.
Yeah.
Is there someone in the room that wants to talk to us?
We already asked that.
Well, it's not we didn't know what we were doing then, so we're going to ask it fucking again. Is there someone in the room that wants to talk to us? This is a crock of shit.
This sucks.
You guys are moving it.
We're not.
No, we're not. Spirits.
I'm not actually moving. My finger's just resting on it. These two are moving it.
Well, I'm not going to play if you're not going to fucking do this.
Come on. Let's do it. Come on, guys.
How about you do it?
Yeah,
no, because I'm in an awkward... This. I don't get it. I don't understand.
We need like a chicken
don't get
sacrifice.
It. What's to get?
And
I don't get how... It doesn't... It's not moving. You're pushing it.
That's the whole fucking point.
It's not real.
How do you not understand that that's the point of this whole fucking thing? Well,
let's see if it just...
This is distributed by Milton Bradley.
I thought that it was supposed to
there
move.
There is nothing magical about it. No, it's not like magnetic or anything. It's
I thought
just,
it was.
No, what?
No.
No, look at it. It's a piece of fucking plastic.
I thought
plastic,
maybe there was a magnet in it.
Mass-produced in a goddamn factory by Mexicans, sent out to children to play at goddamn sleepovers, and so then they
the
can all say, is Bradley going to ask me to the dance this week? And then the really jealous friend who wants Bradley to ask her and thinks the other one's a fat whore is going to say, no. And then she's going to like demand that she's not the one moving it. But everybody knows she is because she's fat and pimply and in her awkward stage. And Bradley would never ask her to the dance.
I don't like
That's
this
how
game.
The Ouija board
this
works.
This game is dumb. Fuck this
Turn
game.
That fucking light back on. I'm done with this.
Blow out that fucking candle.
Oh god, it shot my face!
Oh my god, it just the thing just slid across the board.
Fuck this music, fuck this candle, fuck this light.
Did you not see it move? It was just right there. No,
it wasn't. You're full of shit.
Shut up, Terry. fucking
well,
middle.
Fuck you guys.
I was
even
really.
Says, let's read what it says.
Let's not have fun.
Ouija and mystifying oracle, which I don't know, that must be this thing that goes on top of it, are trademarks of, I'm sorry, not Milton Bradley, Hasbro.
Oh, right. Okay.
All rights reserved.
They make Febreze candles?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Okay, yeah.
Sure, Andy. Sure.
Well, if one of us gets possessed by the devil later tonight, we will know it worked.
I don't think that it would make much of a difference in our lives. We're really horrible people that make bad decisions. Everything that Christians warn about, we completely encompass it. Can I have my wine back?
I want my wine back. Andy, do you have any fun stories to tell?
I don't think so. I think we've pretty much told all the fun stories.
Have we?
You have two fun stories after being best friends since you were
here. I don't know. Yeah. It has to come organically, Maggie.
The only other one that I can think of off the top of my head is the Botanical Gardens one, but I don't know if that's...
Oh, that's a great... yeah, go ahead.
Oh.
Oh, that candle smells good.
I do have a story. So, I'm a film student, and one of my friends one day asked me, like, hey, like, will you be a part of this short film that I'm doing? And it was based off of, like, it was like a contemporary version of Adam's Diary by Mark Twain. So, which is dumb to start with, but...
You pretentious Ash.
Yeah, I know.
He was so precocious.
So...
Inside joke.
You had to be there.
So we were shooting in the botanical gardens at the school I go to, and my costume for this film was short gold lame short shorts. Like
pretty, hot pants.
Pretty much booty shorts because, you know, it was like Adam and Eve without the nudity. And
of course Adam was wearing gold lame hot pants,
you know,
instead of an olive lame
style.
Duh.
So at one point I was positioned, like I was doing... Is one-hander a term here? Like, I had my hand behind my head.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was posing.
Sure.
We did an entire show about senior pictures, so I think our listeners are very familiar with the pose that you are speaking of.
Well, I was positioned next to this waterfall, looking off into the distance.
Boop, boop, boop.
And as I'm lying there, pretty much naked, except for these gold short shorts, about 75 Girl Scouts walk in, and their parents just look pissed that this, like, gangly white...
I mean,
almost
you're a big dude. How tall are you? Like
6'3"?
6'3". Yeah.
Like a gangly white, almost naked dude was sitting there. Like, it was just disgusting to them, pretty much.
You definitely
also,
don't look 6'3" sitting down.
The horror.
Also, during the shoot, if you're familiar with Adam and Eve, there's a snake involved. Spoiler alerts. But we needed one for our shoot, and our director happened to have slept with this man who owned this python. And she knew he was on vacation. So she literally snuck into his apartment and stole Fluffy, was its name, and brought it to the botanical gardens. We shot for a day. That's the main story, but I have an addition.
Oh, wait, there's more.
So last month, a friend of mine texted me and said, dude, you're shirtless on the TVs at the undergraduate library right now. What the fuck? I go there. This film has been playing at our main library on campus for 2 months. Our director submitted this, and it, like, people have been texting me as I'm laying next to this waterfall. Like, I can't show my face at the library because I'm afraid that somebody will...
How often did you really go to the library?
Paparazzi.
All the time. It's just... Yeah. Like,
Andy,
pretty
Andy.
Awful.
Well,
Andy.
What's great is
what
Andy,
was it like working with the snake?
Yeah.
What was it like working with that snake?
Well, I was saying today, I was like, when she shows up with the snake, she's like, guys, just don't worry about Fluffy. He's kind of a diva. I'm probably going to give you some too. Just go with it. You know?
Also, I told Maggie earlier it was so appropriate because it was fairy day at the botanical gardens, which is when the Girl Scouts try and find the fairies hidden in the plants.
Like Easter egg hunting.
Kind of, with fairies.
But with fairies.
Mythical I guess the... Maybe. It was an unfinished thought. So.
There's also this this artist in Ann Arbor that has these like little teeny doors that I don't know if it's a man or a woman, he or she, will stick onto, like, why are you laughing?
I don't know. We just shared a moment and lost it.
Okay.
I don't know what that was.
So this person is an artist in town, and they stick these little doors on like the baseboards of local establishments. And so you'll be walking down the street and you're like, oh my God, fairy door. Like, it's this really elaborate, intricate door that has been, it's so tiny. It's like the size of like a pack of playing cards.
Like in the movie Cat's Eyes with Drew Barrymore, the little
Little doors.
Creature in the mountains.
I think the reason I just lost it, and I don't know if you were thinking the same thing, but if you were, and that's why we both, like, because you said, I don't know if it's a man or a woman. And like, I had just kind of taken your word for it that it was a man earlier when you told the story and not really thought about it. But now that I'm thinking about it, like, if it was a man and he makes fairy doors and puts them all around Ann Arbor, I'm like trying to picture what this man is like. And like,
what do you think he's like?
I don't know, like this crazy eccentric, like, I don't even think he's a homosexual, but just like a very like old eccentric man with long hair. Yes, exactly.
Birkenstocks and some sort of like,
and he wears like a vest, like a knit vest around, and like I'm picturing him like
high-waisted
fairy
jean
doors
pants
in his,
that are pleated.
Yeah.
And he has like a...
No, corduroy pants.
Corduroys.
And he makes these in his studio, and he's got either NPR in the background or jazz.
Yeah, jazz. Like really, really experimental
like,
jazz.
Kind of like
today.
The guys that we hung out with. We had a great afternoon.
Would be exactly... Have you guys seen Harriet the Spy?
Yeah, of course.
The cat man.
Yeah, you're so right. You're so right.
Exactly like him.
It is the cat man, actually.
We had an amazing day with a few very eccentric men today.
Indeed.
Would you care to tell about?
So, this afternoon, I wake up at Ashley's place, not exactly sure what had happened, because I got so drunk last night. And we're like... actually what happened was you guys were in the back room and I was sitting in the living room. I don't know if this is right because I was still drunk when I woke up, but didn't I just shout to you like, doodles?
Yeah, you did. You were like, doodles. And I was like, we were just talking about that.
So we get up and we take Andy to our favorite ramen establishment, Doodles. And then we went to Urban Outfitters and looked around like a bunch of fucking hipsters. And I was like, I have that and that and that. And then I picked up a pair of platform floral shoes and did like an entire monologue about how I have this idea of like this situation. I'm sure everybody else does this, or maybe it's just me. When you're like in the shower or driving or laying in bed before you go to sleep or pooping, where you just play out scenarios in your head.
Sure. Yeah.
Full conversations.
Sure.
And I have this one of me that I'm not going to get into because it's private and it's for myself, but it's basically a love story from when I moved to New York, a Midwesterner in the big city. And in my fantasy, I am legitimately wearing, and it's funny that I make a note of this, but every time I think about it, I'm wearing platform floral shoes.
Like espadrilles.
Yes, kind of. But
you're welcome.
But no, but no. Like the entire shoe is floral.
Okay, so it doesn't have the like.
No,
the
it doesn't have the like cork or whatever that thing is. Yeah, not cork, but hemp, whatever it is. No, and so I found the shoes that I've literally been fantasizing about at Urban Outfitters, and I grabbed them, and I was like, and I did like an entire monologue for you two.
Yeah, it happened
in Urban Outfitters about my fantasy of me wearing these shoes and falling in love in New York City under the middle of the day. Anyway, so then we're like done with our day. Okay. We're like, let's just go home. We're walking and we go past this smoke shop that's on campus, and it's not a head shop. Just to clarify, it's like a gentleman's smoke shop.
It's like cigars and cigarettes.
Pipes, nice shit. And these men, and I've been in there, you know, I used to roll my own cigarettes. So I used to go in there to get tobacco. And the men that work there are like all like in their 50s and just amazing.
I used to skip class and go smoke really fancy cigarettes there. Mm-hmm. Like really fancy cigarettes. I would like pick, I'd be like, I want that one.
And they'll roll one for you. They're like, oh, would you like to smoke some of this? I just got this new tobacco in. Let me roll you a cigarette.
And so I would skip class and just sit there and talk with them and smoke cigarettes for hours.
Oh, yeah.
So when we first walk in, he's like, hi.
Yeah.
You work at radio, and the last time I saw you, you were wearing like 50s apparel.
You were in a full 50s getup is what he said.
A full 50s getup. And he's like, and don't you live above said restaurant or bar?
Where
and,
I work.
Yeah, where Maggie works. And I'm like, yes.
Yeah, we all just kind of looked at each other like, weird. It was kind of creepy. And then we're kind of just chatting a little bit, looking around, and he's like, cup of coffee. Might I interest you in a cup of coffee?
He said, may I serve you? Because I always serve him at my restaurant.
and were like,
All right. No, okay.
You guys were like, no, I'm good. And I was like, I mean, I'll have a cup of coffee. Yes, please. I would love a cup of coffee. And so then you were like, okay, yeah. One cup of coffee turns to two or three. And like 45 minutes later.
No, like an hour and a
half.
Was
it an hour? Okay, yeah. We're still sitting there just chatting with these men. And he's insane. What did he ask us? Oh, he was telling us that he asked this woman, like,
oh my God.
Have you ever been to?
He said, so one of my colleagues approached me and wanted me to write an essay about race. And so I asked his wife, have you ever been to an all white female sex party where only black males are invited? And she said, no. And I was like,
He's like, they happen, you know.
Yeah, like
here in
this
like,
town.
Here
like,
in
you know, in Champagne, that happens a lot. I was like, currently? And he's like, oh, yeah.
He's like, don't ask me how I know that.
And then he's telling us about this fabulous architect that supposedly lives above the gay bar in town. He's like, oh, he lives in this.
He said it's a loft. The entire block
above
is his mansion
the gay bar.
Above the gay bar.
And he owns it? You know the red
There's
door?
There's nothing above the gay bar except for the gay bar.
That's
like, it's
what...
three levels. It might be a different building. Might be a different building.
What a liar.
I don't know what he's talking about, because then we were like, well, you know, it wasn't always a gay bar. And he's like,
There's nothing up there but like the drag room and dusty mirrors.
It's been a gay bar ever since I've been here. They used to have hetero nights.
And like Christmas and Halloween decorations, but yeah, there might. I mean, there's several buildings around there though that have.
Possibly he was confused,
right. Or full of
or
shit.
Full of shit.
But he was just all full of like non sequiturs. What were we saying?
We were
something
talking about.
You were talking about pills. If pills could talk,
the game that we've talked about before, where you are in.
It's a sex ed game.
Yeah, it's a sex ed game where you get an envelope and you hold on to that envelope and you collect slips of other people's envelopes as you supposedly like sleep with them, but you're just like talking to them. So I sleep with Bill and Johnny and Phil and Chris, and they all give me an envelope, and at the end of the day I open up the envelope and I get to see all the people that they've slept with and what diseases they have, and which makes me realize that I have 18 sexually transmitted diseases because I've slept with all these people.
So the first non sequitur that he says with this, because we were like, he was like, if pills could talk, and so you explain it to him and he goes, because you were like, basically our sex ed was, if you have sex you're gonna die.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, everyone that's had sex has died, or is going to die.
That's what he said. Like,
so
this man had a
that's
quip
pretty
for
accurate.
Everything.
And then he was like, "If pillows could talk, there wouldn't be geishas."
And we're like sitting there for a second, and it took me a minute, and then I was like, "Oh, I get it, because geishas. That's I get it." It like literally like,
he watched
like the realization fall over my face, and then he got.
I don't get it.
If like a pill, you don't get it, because geishas are like.
Have you ever seen like?
Memoirs of a Geisha.
You've never seen that before.
They're based. They're paid company.
Yeah.
Oh, so, like, now I get it.
I get it. That was basically me, and I was
I get it.
Because I'm like, wait a minute. Because he would have somebody to talk to. I was like, I'm thinking sex. I was like, wait a minute.
Wait, people talk to the ones that they're fucking? Is that a thing?
Weird. Hmm. I just bend over and let
I just
put
don't
it in
get
me.
It. So, God, and he
was amazing.
And he was telling us about his mother.
Yeah.
And like
his mother who smoked like cigarettes out of a long.
She would wear gloves.
She would wear gloves and smoke cigarettes out of a, what is it called?
A cigarette holder. I don't know. Like a Cruella de Vil kind of deal.
Yeah. And she would wear, he said she wore pearls.
Yeah.
And she would smoke. And she would sing in operas.
She was once in a full production of Carmen.
Yeah.
And it was like,
he's like,
is your
I
mom an opera singer? And he was like, oh, yes. Yes. And I don't know, dude. He was just so
Mind
entertaining.
You, this man is a very prevalent man in this city. He has a
he's
lot
in
to do.
A voted position, isn't he?
Yes.
Ooh. An elected position, not a voted position. Yeah, elected.
Like, an elected position.
I was like, I don't get
word.
That either.
He done been voting in.
He done vote me. So he's, it's so funny that he works at this smoke shop.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. This is, no. Because we walk in and we're like, how are you? He's like, I've had a fabulous day.
He's like, I bought a knife, I fixed a pipe, and I wrote a poem.
Yes. Exactly.
You're like, exactly. Okay.
Exactly what he said. He starts telling us, like,
what the fuck? And he was telling us about the poem that he
later he explains to us, like, so I woke up at 6:30, my alarm was set for 9.
Yeah. And you're like, I hate when that happens.
Yeah. And he's like, so I watched a Korean movie.
Oh, it wasn't dubbed.
It wasn't subtitled or dubbed. It was all in Korean.
But I could tell by the facial expressions and their mannerisms and what was going on.
It was so wonderful that I just knew what was happening. That's how great this was. And he starts going into like the production level of Korean
movies.
We almost
have to have a party.
I know. We already talked about this. Sorry. We're like looking at our Facebook likes because we're narcissistic. I texted you that today.
I know. I saw it. I said, yeah.
Anyway, so he's like talking about this movie and like all this, like, the director or whoever's in it. And he was like, I was so moved by it. I wrote a poem. I was so tempted to ask him to read it to us. I wanted to do it so bad. I almost did like 5 different times because he kept bringing up this goddamn poem that he wrote.
But I feel like I would have gotten like the church giggle so bad.
I know.
Like, there's just no way.
I know. That's so true.
Like that time that I showed up to Andy's father's church.
Oh, yeah.
After he had moved from...
Andy's dad is a pastor.
Yeah. He had moved from the church in Hale where we went to school to a church about 2.5 hours.
In Grand Blanc.
And Grand Blanc. Grand Blanc. And
Bon Tom.
So
boom. Boom, 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 boom.
So we had moved to Grand Blanc to preach at a Methodist church there. And my
yes, Terry is creeping you on Facebook right now.
You're
I can see it
me?
From your
I
phone.
I was looking at your profile picture.
Yeah, sure.
I thought she was kissing you in the profile picture, and I was like, oh, it's Andy.
So I look like me.
Those pictures are private.
Those are private pictures.
The ones that of me and Ashley kissing, those are private.
Yeah, those are private. Shh, don't tell anybody.
Did we didn't play the voicemail that Maggie left me on here.
Yeah, we did. But anyway, so my friend decides that, because she's also really good friends with Andy and with the family, the fam. And so we show up to his father's new church, and we decided the night before we made a mad trip to Walmart and just pillaged the craft section. I mean, we bought bejeweled letters, we bought felt letters, we bought giant rocks of heart jewels that were sparkly. We bought
you like went the jerk on Walmart. You're like, yeah. I need this. Yeah, yeah, I need yeah. this too.
Exactly. But it was on like the craft section. So we left. We spent like $50 buying all this shit, and now we all still have it. There's nothing to do. I don't know what I'm gonna do with puff paint and feathers. Who fucking knows?
Quickly, you know when you always think like, oh, we'll just make it ourselves, it'll be cheaper. You spend 10 times more money.
I know.
Because you're like, this is great, and you go to the craft section and you fucking like your mind like explodes. Yeah. And you're like, I need it all. Continue.
I need that pixie glitter.
And I need it now.
And so we buy all this shit, and we're in my grandmother's living room, and she's like, don't get any paint on the floor.
Of course, it's such a grandparent thing to say.
I'm like, okay, we got paint on the floor. And we make these very elaborate shirts that say, we... Stop it, Maggie. Stop it.
What?
You're jiggling your boobs. Stop it. So these shirts say in hot pink bubble letters.
You're gonna go blind.
Holy shit. Really? Really? We're gonna do that?
Are you not wearing a bra?
No, I'm not wearing a bra. Leave me alone.
So these shirts say we heart pat da pasta. Yeah. We show up with like cardigans on. And then we get, like, Andy's sitting next to us, and we sit down in the front pew, like, right there. And as soon as he starts his you know, preaching spiel.
His sermon?
His sermon. I couldn't think of the word. His spiel. We take our cardigans off, and we have these bejeweled neon shirts that say "We Heart Pat De Pasta." And Andy goes, oh, my God.
no, no, no. Put those back on. Put those back on. No, 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 no.
And after the sermon,
have some decorum.
After the sermon, Pat comes up to us and he's like, I love you guys. That was amazing. That was amazing. And we're doing fellowship in the cafetorium with all of the all
cafetorium?
Of the people. Cafe.
It's like a lounge area.
Cafeteria slash auditorium. Cafetorium.
Yeah. Oh, got it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Every church has one of those.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we're doing fellowship and everybody's talking. What's and we're fellowship? Chatting. Fellowship is like hanging out with the peeps that go to the
kicking
church.
It.
Just kicking it.
There's coffee
some,
and
having some combo.
Pastries?
There's
yes.
coffee, pastries. Yeah. Sometimes okay. there's a cold salad of sorts.
Oh, nice.
Cold salad.
Okay. A salad bar?
A salad bar. Something like that.
Some deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs. There's always deviled eggs. But
I love deviled
church
eggs.
Always without paprika. Nobody ever puts paprika on them.
Why?
The
bullshit.
Church. It's bullshit and I hate it. And there's always like...
Paprika is Satan's
and there's,
bias.
And there's always like... They always put sweet pickles, sweet jerkins
pretzels.
In their deviled eggs. It's stupid.
Wait.
Pretzels, always pretzels.
Repeat. Did you say jerkins?
Isn't that what it's called?
Gherkins?
Gherkins.
Gherkins. I don't know.
Jerkins is a hand
lotion. Oh, hand lotion. You're so right.
Well, so yes, jerkins was also there.
And also an Eminem lyric.
Yes, yes.
Look up the song.
What?
There's a song where Eminem says, I'm jacking off with jerkins.
You're going to have to rap that for me right now.
I mean, I'd rather not.
So
I'd rather
we're
not.
We're chatting and Pat DePasta is like, those shirts are great. I love them, and that's great. And mind you, Pat and I have a very close relationship. We like to listen to Godspell on CD together and sing. He burnt
me. Have you watched Jesus Christ Superstar with him?
No, I haven't.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Once Pat burnt me a James Taylor CD, which is still in my computer now. He's great.
That's what you listened to when you broke up with your last boyfriend, right? And played Angry Birds for like 2 days?
I played Angry Birds, sobbed in my bed and in my bra and my underwear, and I listened to James Taylor.
My dad, exclusively listens to James Taylor and Carole King. Just those.
P.S. I like James Taylor on Facebook, and he posted on his page the other day a video of him tapping maple trees, like for syrup, in his... not the Adirondacks. What is the mountain range like up like kind of in the Northeast?
The Appalachians.
No, it's like a small. There's like a different term for it. Anyway, the Adirondacks maybe whatever, and it's just so fucking pretentious. It's like him. It's like some chick following him around with a video camera. Him like going up to trees, getting syrup out of them, and like talking about it. And it's just stupid. So yeah, there's that.
Oh, James Taylor. You are silly. Andy's going to go take a piss now. He's going to take
just
a short
don't
break.
Do it in your pants.
Don't do it in your pants, Andy.
Yes, Andy.
Pandy, don't piss in your pants. I love alliteration.
Oh, we also had... That's so funny. We talked about it with the guy at the smoke shop today about how we all love alliteration so much. What did he say about it? He was like, oh, no, this is what it was. Ashley was like, I love alliteration. And he's like, oh my God, me too.
Yeah, like, me too.
That's crazy. Like,
really?
Anyway.
Oh, man alive. Well, this was a very exciting recording.
Terry, how was your weekend? I feel like we didn't hear much from you tonight. I'm sorry. We are.
I worked Friday. I moved on Saturday.
You moved. You engineered your place.
Yeah, I'm in my new crib, y'all.
Explain to me your dad?
Oh my God. Okay. So
I saw that Facebook post you put out.
So Terry Sr. is.
Oh my God. You're a Terry Jr.
I'm Terry Joe Jr.
TJ. Oh my God. I'm totally going to start calling you TJ.
So my dad comes down to help me move. He works on stock cars. So he brings a stock car.
I told
trailer.
You to pack
another radiator. You're so stupid.
So we moved all my shit literally in like an hour and a half because we could just fit a lot of it in there. So I was like, I'm going to take my dad out to lunch. Oh, and I took Chris because Chris helped move too.
Oh, Chris, number one fan.
Shout out.
And my cousin came too. But so we went to Old Chicago, and my dad.
She's like the shitty pizza
great,
place in town.
Great choice.
My dad's in overalls that have camo straps on them. He's got his Dale Earnhardt Jr. hat on and his Carhartt jacket.
Shut the fuck up! How did I never know that this
was
your dad?
Are you kidding me?
This is my dad, and Well, Jeff Gordon is actually my dad's second cousin. My dad.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Shut the front door. Yeah. Hold the phone.
Dude, you would have been a celebrity in the town after you grew
up. So we're at Old Chicago. My dad's
people burning crosses on
pulls his pulls his reading glasses out and puts them on. He's looking at the menu. He's like, them Italian nachos look good. Too bad I don't have my bottom teeth. I was like, fuck, that just happened. And then our waitress comes around and he's like, can you put the NASCAR race up on that TV? And I was just like, oh my fucking God. And so then we're leaving Old Chicago. We're going to my old roommates to pick up a glass tabletop because my dad's taking this table home from our old place. And he's like digging through his pocket. And I was like, what are you doing, Dad? He's like, I got these little blue pills in my coat pocket over here. And I was like, what? He goes, yeah.
Viagra, what?
He's like, I got these little blue pills. And I was like, oh, it's fucking a leave. I was like, you got to be more careful with your words, Dad. But yeah, but the thing is, like, before we even got to Old Chicago, he's like, you didn't even say anything. I was like, what? And he's like, look, and I'm like looking around. He's like, you didn't even notice my new teeth. I was just like, fuck. Sorry, Dad.
I'm not even kidding. My mom said the exact same thing to me when I went home last. Thanks. I'm so serious.
Sorry, Dad.
No,
they look real good.
That's crazy. I can't believe that's so fucking funny. My mom got her teeth knocked out when she was a kid, and so she's always had fake teeth.
My dad got all of his knocked out in a car wreck.
Yeah. And she...
but he's still redneck.
My mom is a very not redneck person, but her teeth have always been like this kind of off shade of yellow something. Like, they don't really look real, but it's not really that noticeable. She was so adorable. She, like, when I came home, she was like grinning ear to ear, and I was like, aww. I missed you too, Mom. You know, like, hey, how are you? Saw you a week ago. And she's like, notice anything? I was like, I really like your haircut. How's Coop doing? That's like our hairstylist. She's like, yeah, I got my hair done. Anything else? She's still like, grinning. And I'm like, you look great. You know, like, I have no idea what the fuck she's talking about. And she's like, I know. I got my new teeth this week. And I looked, and they do look better. I mean, they look normal. I grew up with my mom. Their teeth have always looked like fucking teeth to me. I never really noticed. She was so cute and like, I even brought, I think on the last show we talked about how my best friend from high school broke up with her boyfriend. And so we like hung out with my mom and my grandma that night. She like showed her. She's like, Shannon, grinning. Don't they look good? And my best friend from high school is like the sweetest person in the entire world. And she's like, Cheryl, oh my God, they look amazing. Are you so excited? So we had like this 10-minute conversation about my mom getting new teeth, and it was so bizarre. I don't know. Anyway,
yeah.
I love my family. Anything else, Andy, while you're here? I'm so sad that you're leaving. Andy has to drive home tonight. It is not
happening. Wait, you're leaving tonight?
At like 3 a.m. Yeah.
I think he should call in. Do you guys think he should just call in? Just fuck it. Call in. You can.
You can find a new job.
It is way past the point.
You can find a new job.
It's not way past the point. Because if you call...
It's a university town. You can find a new job.
Where do you work? What do you do?
I work at student government at my college.
And it's their spring break, so no one's going to be there.
CSG?
SGA. John is asking if he's in the student government.
Association.
Central
student government. Okay.
So you got a flat tire. You can't make it to work.
You can't make it. You got a flat tire. What can you do? I swear to God, you have to fucking do it.
Dude, I'm not even kidding. I'm about to go slash your tires.
Exploded. A fuel tanker exploded on 57 North.
Here's the reason why I will not do it. I love my boss. I love my boss. But the
Bob,
other...
Bob, like you want to step him.
No, she's a woman. But she,
like
she's
you want to step him.
Very nice, but like she'd cut a bitch. Like...
So quick.
The other day,
so quick.
The other day, I emailed her. Like I promised to cover someone's shift from like 12 to 5, and then I realized, oh, I'm an idiot. I have French from 12 to 1, so I emailed her like 9 p.m. the night before, and I was like, hey, I can't cover 12 to 1. Like, I'll be in at 1 o'clock though, and I can cover like those 2 hours. And I got an email back 10 minutes later, just said, really. And I was fucking scared that like she's gonna fire me. So I emailed her back and was like, well, I guess I can contact my professor and ask him if I can get class off. And she emails me and she goes, no, Andrew, academics come first. And like she's wasted. Like she's done this before. She drunkenly added me on Facebook and all the fun. And then the next day she's like, she's like this sassy black woman. She's like, baby, I was so fucking drunk last night. And I'll show up to work like 20 minutes late all the time. She's like, baby, we don't do rocket science here. We don't do rocket science. Like, you just fucking watch a movie. I'll be in my office. She's like, I'm hungry.
So why do you go to work? Yeah.
Because I feel like she would actually
call her. Email her.
How long is your shift?
Email her.
How long is your shift?
8 hours, 9 to 5.
Email that bitch. It's spring break at your school. Nobody's around.
Oh, yeah, dude, do it.
Just email her.
Please do it.
Here, do it from my phone.
Do it. Email her. Email her.
We'll talk.
Come
about
to the dark
it.
Side. We'll
I'm slightly terrified of her though, because I feel like if she would get mad at me, like she would.
She's obviously chill. She's we don't do rocket scientists here.
She could make it for the
baby,
last
baby. I was wasted.
She went to Mardi Gras in New Orleans.
She is not
2 weeks
going
ago.
To fucking care. Yeah. She parties.
She probably flashed her titties and sucked some D's.
If you want, what we can do is we can set up a fake murder scene in the street. I'll pretend like I'm dead. I look like somebody who would be murdered. I look like a homeless person right now. Send her an email that's like, dude, I'm sorry. Like, shit's going down. I need to stay in Illinois. They've subpoenaed me. And she's going to, this is what's going to happen. She's going to email you back. She's going to say, Pixar didn't happen. And then you just send her the picture of me. In the street.
It's gonna happen. You're staying tonight. It's
I think
it's really cute that you think you're not gonna go home.
It's really cute.
At this moment in time, like I feel like I should drive back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I bet that 4 glasses of wine really sit well with you.
Yeah, they do.
You're gonna get sleepy and then you'll drive off the road anyway. So
no, that's what I was trying to tell you. It's so dangerous.
No, I'm not gonna allow you to do clear shot. Now we're at the point where
you don't have an option. I can
you
walk
don't,
in there by myself.
Me?
I'll call them and I'll say, hey, don't serve Andy clear shot.
He's fucking insane. He's fucking insane.
He's crazy.
He's crazy. Don't give it to him.
No, if I get there at home, I'll be like there at like 4:30, 5 a.m. I'll get 4 hours of sleep. It'll be perfect.
Not after you do clear shot.
Yeah. If you do clear shot, you're going to be up till 10 tomorrow.
I'm up till 4 or 5.
It's like doing blow without grinding your teeth in the shame tunnel.
Have you heard of sleep paralysis?
Shame tunnel.
Oh, John, did you just hear what he said?
Wait, someone here has sleep paralysis?
No, everybody has sleep paralysis. He practices active dreaming.
Oh my God. Wait, do you astral project?
Come up here, John.
Oh my God, don't say that. Don't say that, because I just saw that red-faced demon in my head.
Okay.
What do you mean by astral project?
Well, okay, so I have sleep paralysis. Uh-huh. So when I'm going to sleep at night, my... like mine goes into the REM stage.
Have you ever
REM
seen
REM
immediately?
Insidious?
Yeah, immediately. And I'll sit there and it feels like you cannot move your body. You're like so you're trying.
Okay. What happens to me and what I've practiced, what I've gotten to the point of doing is like I do like state analysis like during the day. So what I do is I like question whether or not I'm dreaming pretty much.
So lucid dreaming?
A few times. Like a few times during the day while I'm awake.
Okay.
And then what I'll do is I'll do that in my sleep. Sometimes I can hang on to it. Sometimes I can't. Last night I had a dream that I was totally non-lucid in. So it's on and off. But whenever I first go to sleep, I'm immediately – what I do is I try to envision a picture. So the example I always use is that episode of The Simpsons with the lemon tree – where it's on the hill, okay? And I picture that cartoon tree on a hill, and then I can get it, and then once I can do that, then I can start playing with it. Or what I do is I'll look at a light and then turn it off, so then I have like sort of like a widget that I can play with, like a retinal burn.
We've talked about all of this on the show before.
Okay, well, and then I can kind of turn that into stuff, but as far as astral projection, like going somewhere else immediately, I can't do it.
Okay, so here's my thing, right? Like, I hallucinate when I get sleep paralysis. So like I literally see shadowy figures like
in your room.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, coming towards me.
Yeah, because you freak out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's
you freak out. I've been in bed with you before, and like we've been sleeping, and you all freak out.
It's quite terrifying. And I have a friend who also has sleep paralysis, and what he started to do is like try and relax himself to the fact where like he's like, okay, I accept that I'm like.
Hallucinating,
having sleep paralysis,
and I'm doing this.
And he actually had a moment where, like, he saw himself like lying in bed. Like he said, it was an out of body experience. And I've only had that once because I thought that the solution would be there's this over the counter like sleep aid Mm-hmm. It's supposed to like no.
Tylenol PM.
No, it's not like it's called Salminex.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was supposed to be like really good. I took it. I hallucinated for hours. Like saw myself okay, sleeping cool. in bed, tossing and turning.
Yeah. There's a drug that's out there. It's a supplement. It's called Sonny's gonna laugh his ass off when I say this because it's on another podcast and they plug it all the time. It's called Alpha Brain. Mm-hmm. You should Google that and look that up. I haven't tried it. I haven't gotten it.
now it starts.
So, I guess it's supposed to be incredible for that sort of thing.
Okay. Have you tried Sleepy Time Tea?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that shit makes me so fucked up.
No,
I hallucinate.
I drink that stuff.
Yeah, I've tried it, but it's not.
Fucked up dreams ever.
No,
my
you
want to
have a fucking fucked up dream? This is what you do. You fucking put a nicotine patch on, take a Vicodin, then take.
I can attest to that. I've tried to quit smoking a few times, and the nicotine patch fucks me up. True story. When the first time I started using the nicotine patch,
Because you said, oh, go again.
Had a dream that my entire family died in a plane crash. Ew. And I woke up crying, like hysterical. My mom lives an hour and a half away. It was probably 4 a.m. This dream was so vivid and so real. It freaked me out so bad. I got in my car and drove to Springfield at 4 a.m.
Are you serious?
Climbed into bed with my mom. I'm not kidding you. Like, having like, if you want to have crazy ass dreams, wear a nicotine patch when you sleep. Mm-hmm. I'm serious. Like John has tried this, I think, with your lucid dreaming, right? But you only like you cut the patch, right? He cuts it in half and uses half it. I had a full patch on, and I mean, I would have like the most outrageous, vivid. I mean, like people have explained vivid dreams to me before, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I get it. Like, it seemed real.
Yeah.
No, like I could not convince myself that my family was not dead. And I got in my car and drove an hour and a half away to see my mom. I like went in her room, like looked at her, like gave her a kiss. And like, I was like, I'm home. Just to let you know. They were like super freaked out the next morning. They're like, what the fuck? Like, what are you doing here? I was like, I just told them like, Ma, like I'm trying to quit smoking and that nicotine patch. Like, I was like, I don't know. Like it gave me like, I just had the worst dream. And so they were like super concerned about me for a while because I think they thought I was kind of losing my mind, yeah. To be honest with you, because that's kind of an insane thing to do. But I mean, that's like always a story I tell people when I try to explain to them like how vivid your dreams actually are when you're on nicotine.
That's insane. I've only had, and that's not, it's not even comparable to what you said. Like that's the most intense thing I've ever heard. But I had like during sleep paralysis, I had turned. And I have a coffee table in the middle of my room, and I swear I saw a person crouched next to my coffee table.
Oh my God.
I had literally, like, my body had come out of it, and I had literally stood up at this point, and I was like, who are you? Who are you? Get out. Get out. And then I, like, snapped, and I was like, what the fuck am I doing right now? Like, my roommates are, they don't even allow me to, like, tell them these stories because they're terrified that there's, like, something in our apartment. Like,
dreams. How do we always get to dreams? I feel like
always. We always talk about dreams.
Oh. Well, I've been having like really insane dreams lately, and I was telling John and Ashley this the other day. I was like, we all need to start keeping dream diaries, and then like just reading.
My shit will fucking freak you guys out, though.
It's insane. Well, the other night, Bronny stayed the night at my place, and it was actually the first time I tried like off-brand Sleepy Time Tea because Ashley was telling me that it's like fucking insane. But I actually had really good dreams. I like woke up the next morning, and I was like, I had good dreams about you. Really stupid.
How about that night that I was sleeping at your place in your bed, and like at 3 or 4 a.m. Maggie like hardcore spoons me. She like spoon attacks me, and she's like, and all of a sudden Maggie's big spooning me out of nowhere, and I'm just like feeling super awkward, and I'm like, oh, okay. And I like tried to move, and you would like reposition yourself to like be next to me. Like you were spooning me hardcore, arm over body. Like I'm like, oh,
did I try to shove my leg in between yours?
Yes.
What?
Yes, you did do that.
You don't sleep like that? You put your leg in between their legs.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Yeah,
it's so weird.
No, it's not. Do you sleep with a pillow in between your legs ever?
Absolutely not. That's
good for your back.
Yeah, it's just comfortable. I always do that. Well, and while I told Ashley was, I was like, sorry, dude. Like, when someone sleeps in my bed, it's usually because I'm fucking them, and it's usually kosher for me to spoon them. So,
yeah.
Sorry. I love to spoon. That's... We've all talked about this before. People... Everybody here has spooned with me. Everybody in this room
not
has
Andy,
spooned with
not
me.
Not Andy.
Except for you. Tonight might be your night,
you
my friend.
The, when you stay the night, night.
I have to drive.
I love,
you're not, you're not
I
driving.
Fucking love spooning.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Has anybody got a Mickey we can slip him?
I was just thinking of like the beer Mickey.
No.
Like I'm so innocent. Mickey.
Should we call this a night?
Yeah, it's a night.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Yeah. Let's get some music.
Let me just open up this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. Everybody, make sure you like us on Facebook, The Broads at Brunch, B-R-O-D-S at A-T, Brunch. I spelled it, what did I spell it wrong?
You said Broads.
Broads. What's up, bros?
So, yeah.
I've had a bottle of wine.
Sunday when I started my shift at Quality, we had 66 likes. Now we have 97. After
because we're famous. And, oh, yeah, broads at brunch.podomatic.com. And you can also find us on iTunes, broads@brunch. Make sure you subscribe, like us, listen. If you enjoy this show, share it with your friends. It would mean a lot to us. We appreciate it. And we love you all, especially Chris Kester. You're the bomb.
Chris, you're the
bomb. Hey, Chris. Soccer dad.
Oh, man. iTunes is being stupid. Sorry.
Don't say that. We just plugged iTunes.
Oh, sorry. iTunes is amazing.
Ashley, do your Stitcher commercial.
Stitcher, the smart way to listen to radio.
Oh yeah, you can find us on Stitcher, which basically, I know we use this advertisement on our show sometimes, but a lot of people don't know what the fuck it is. It's essentially Pandora for podcasts.
It's great. It allows me to walk to and fro work and listen to our podcast, and it saves wherever.
And it's really cool. It's a really cool, if you have a smartphone and you like listening to podcasts, our podcast, Local is Lethal, basically anything you want to listen to, it's on Stitcher. It's cool. So download it today for free in the App Store.
I get it. I get mad. Bet you got